And the old gentleman come after asking about this one and that one and around that it is here when he left here. So I knew every one of them. He brought up the question. And I was a kid, you see, but I grew up in him and the old passed away. And he'd identify him, he couldn't think of their name, but he'd say there was a singing master was here in this area somewhere, another large man. I said, R.M. He said, yes. He said, that's right, R.M. Another old gentleman, he said, well, he said, I can't think of his name, but said he is a sharp-headed fella. Said his head went right up and down. So I said, W.O. He said, that's a man. You see, I knew him as he went, come up. Now, as time come on, he had gone. He come back here, and every one of them was gone. Were here when he left here, just except some small kids, you know. Grew up, he knew all of the people that was in here. So, we went over to Waverly to the reunion over there. Part of reunion, and he told some of the boys down there, he said, well, he said, that man has been the most interesting person I've struck talk to since I've been back here. He said, he knows that people lived and grew up with the people that I knew when I left Sugar Creek and went to Texas. And he said, when I could think of him, I could call him over and say, you were one of them. And I did. So it did make it very interesting. And at that time, I was growing a beard for the 150th anniversary of the county of Hickman County, you see. And I had a pretty heavy set of beard on my face. And so it's very interesting. They couldn't understand it. There's several of the ladies is off one side talking. Finally, one of them called me. She said, Mr. said, would you mind coming over here a minute? And I said, not a bit in the world. I walked over there. Said, we're having an argument. I said, you are? I said, yes. I said, well, that's common. People get that argument. I said, what is it? I said, we're arguing about your age, how old you are. Some of them said you're 70 years old, and some of them said you're 40 years old. And says, I told him I'd just call you over here and ask you if you didn't mind telling. Well, I said, I don't mind telling, but I said, I'll ask you a question now. I said, how old do you actually think I am? She said, I tell you, says you're somewhere between 55 and 60 years old. Well, that I really got a laugh out of that. I said, well, you're digging right after me. I says, I'm just about 57. I said, I'll be 57 years old on my birthday. So we went on, you see, and had our rally, our first Monday in July rally at our court. And most of the members of the court had their beards on your face, you know. And of course, it changed you up quite a bit. So I haven't grew a beard since. I've been threatening. My wife says I can't grow another beard as long as she lives with me. So I guess I'll go along with her on that. But that's one of them things. And then you get on down to our school. They first had this log schoolhouse built over here on what they call the Middle Fork of Sugar Creek.
Is that where you went to school?
No, I didn't. But I'm going back past my time, before my time, you see. See, the White House School.
Mm-hmm. White House.
Because I could say it was established in 1887. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't start school until 1907, or in the later part of 6. And I went to the White House School, and we had about 4 or 5 months of school at that time, you see. Schools, you didn't have. Sometimes it run 4 months, sometimes 5 months, depended in the children. Sometimes they'd have 5 or 6. I went to school down there a few days when I was on the boy child that were there in the school. And it went one time, this teacher gave me 25 cents to be there a day to hold the school. If it went below 5 pupils, it knocked the school out. It stopped. And they wanted me, I was out for some purpose or other, and she sent word for me to come to school. She'd give me a quarter. But see, the children had to stay out and work then, pick peanuts, harvest sorghum molasses, make sorghum, and items like that. That was what the general work was in the fall of the year. So I went to school that day, and I made 25 cents.